In Mexico, preference is given to lighter skin Mexicans. It's just a thing. Kind of like in Rwanda, where the Hutu and the Tutsi, because one had a smaller nose, they were given preference. It's a whole thing. But now you have another tier in that. You have white people, then you have light-skinned Mexicans, and then you have regular Mexicans. And this, your average, everyday Joe, or Juan, in this case, right?
Sí, se puede!
Jill, your everyday Juan is going, hey, man, I can't get a break. Now you got like this 29-year-old liberal woman with her stupid little dog going everywhere, demanding that you change your life to their needs. So the Los Angeles Times reported on Wednesday, and it outlined how Mexican locals are fed up with the growing number of Americans, many from California, are moving to and visiting the country. When they say visiting, it's in air quotes. They're just continuing to rent out Airbnbs, which has contributed to a rise in rent and a shift from Spanish to English in some places. Because you can't have white liberals, and this is white liberals. No white conservative is moving to Mexico. They're just moving to Florida. Take your pick. No white conservative is moving to Mexico. It's white liberals who are, I love the culture, and it's so pretty down there. But as soon as they get there, they're like, why don't you speak English? Obviously, I have American money. Why don't you speak English? And the person out there is like, ¿qué? No necesita, señorita. She's like, English! New to this, oh, this is great. There are pamphlets or leaflets or posters, whatever you want to call them, that are around the city. It says, new to the city? Question mark. We're working remotely? Question mark. You are a blanking plague and the locals blanking hate you. Leave. I wish Texans would do that. I wish Texans would do that. Are you new to the area? Yeah. Are you working remotely? Yeah. You're a blanking plague. Leave. But no. See, that's the great thing about Mexicans using your Mexican privilege. Get them. Get out. No necesita. Vámonos. These are like the five words I know in Spanish, so I apologize to anybody that does speak Spanish. I butcher the language pretty regularly. I've been with a beautiful Mexican woman for 13 years. How much Spanish have I learned in that time? 0.0. Anyway, the article then outlines how Americans have brought a scent of quote-unquote new wave imperialism as taquerias and corner stores have been transformed into, get this, coffee shops and Pilates studios. So you had these delicious, beautiful little taquerias.
The beautiful little taquerias.
You know, the mom and pop shop that was feeding the neighborhood for generations. Yeah, a couple white women show up and all of a sudden it's a Bowflex studio. Not a Bowflex studio. What's the stupid one? I can't remember it right now. What's the bike company? It's now that bike company. It's, whatever. We'll just go Bowflex because nobody's helping me. But now, it's a Peloton studio. And now, thank you. I got five. Appreciate it. Thank y'all. It's a Peloton studio. Now, it's not the nice taqueria. It's a friggin' Starbucks. Or what's the newest one? The Dutch Brothers? How many of y'all seen Dutch Brothers? Where did this coffee company come from? My wife was like, hey, I went to this Dutch Brothers the other day. I'm like, what in the hell is a Dutch Brothers? She's going, oh, it's a new coffee shop and the coffee's terrible. But they're all new wavy, and faggy. So apparently that's the way it goes. Your coffee doesn't have to be good. You just have to have the right message. But Like, you're sitting in your neighborhood, Juan and Jose are like, hey, man, all these white women have showed up. Now we have to have this stupid Starbucks. What happened to Jose's Taqueria? He's gone, man. Now, here's the thing. If you don't live in Texas or you don't live in the Southwest, you don't understand because y'all eat Taco Bell and Chipotle and you try to pass this off as real Mexican food. You have not lived until you have had fresh baked corn tortillas. Fresh out, man. Not like, not even H-E-B, man. I'm talking like old school, ground up, real corn tortillas and, you know, some kind of shrimp taco or something like that. You've never lived. But now that's all being extinct. So you can get a Pilates studio and a Peloton studio and a friggin' Starbucks. Because wherever the white women go, the plague of our time, they're like locusts. They move. They're like locusts. They feed and move on to the next area, Mr. Smith. So it's hysterical. Now, English is also reportedly becoming more prevalent as more Americans are moving to and visiting Mexico City to take advantage of what? Lower rents and the ability to stay in Mexico for 6 months without a visa. Now, Fernando Busto Grozope, who's a 38-year-old writer and university professor, is like, we're the only brown people. We're the only people speaking Spanish except the waiters. Yeah, baby. Guess what? The white women infestation is here. Sorry, sucker. You guys are all going to be riding Pelotons and driving electric cars in like 3 weeks. You're all going to be watching The Bachelor in 2 weeks. Butos, who's Butos? Fernando Butos. Butos later posted on TikTok saying that the influx of Americans stinks of modern colonialism. Hey, guess what, man? Yeah, we would have helped you out. If y'all stopped them, if y'all stopped the flood of illegal immigrants coming into Texas, I would have been like, hey, white women, come home. But now, since you didn't, y'all take that. We'll work out a trade, Busto. You stop all the illegal immigrants coming through Mexico, we'll take all the Pelotons and the Starbucks and we'll bring all the white women back. I ain't taking them. We'll put them back in California, but we'll take them back from you. So Busto said, reinforcing what your genius host, Rick Barrett of the Bear Brief here on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing, said, Mexico is classist and racist. People with white skin are given preference. Now, if a local wants to go to a restaurant or a club, they just don't have to compete with rich white Mexicans, but now with foreigners. The article also pointed to a social media post online where a young American said, do yourself a favor and remote work in Mexico City. It's truly magical. You know what happened? It got all negative responses. It's the same thing that happens if you go on Facebook or Twitter and somebody's like, I don't know whether to move to Texas or Florida. Everybody in the chat room knows exactly what happens to that person. Don't move to Texas. Don't move to Florida. Move somewhere else. We're full. Go away. I think the best example was Jebediah Bila. I don't know if anybody remember her from, she's a Fox News bunny. She's like, I don't know if my husband and I want to go to Texas or Florida. Every single comment underneath, don't come to Florida, don't come to Texas, don't come to Florida, go to Tennessee, don't go to Tennessee, go to Wyoming, don't go to Wyoming, go to New Mexico, right? It's everybody's just, go somewhere else. You screwed up your state, go somewhere else. And unfortunately, my Mexicano brothers and sisters, it's your turn. So they said, go to Mexico. It's a magical place. The best comment said, please don't. The city is becoming more and more expensive every day in part because of people like you. And you don't even realize or care about it. No, they don't. Welcome to liberal ideology. If it works for me, I don't care about you. Right? Go to North Korea. They got plenty of room in North Korea. They'd love to have you. I'm going to go to Canada. Even Canada's like, no. No, thank you. We're good. Well, if you go, you can go live up in the north part where nobody lives, right? There's that old big Vance thing. You go sit in the snow. They'd wreck the moon. I love you guys in the chat. Go to the moon. Nope, they'd wreck the moon too. They would. They really would. They're locusts. Can we be honest? Liberals are locusts. They go somewhere. They don't contribute to the local economy. They ruin the local economy, and then they move on. Let's see here. While the Los Angeles Times report insisted that the vast majority of Mexican locals were unwaveringly kind to visitors. Yeah, that's because they're paying them money. That's all. There's a fraction beneath the surface of what gentrification means to the area. Hugo Van de Mere, a man who grew up in Florida, and Nambia, who's been working remotely in Mexico City, like, who the hell are you? What are you doing there? Quote, there's a distinction between people who want to learn about the place they are in and those who just want who like it because it's cheap. He says, I've met a number of people who don't really care that they're in Mexico. They care it's just cheap. Well, let's be real. Isn't that always been kind of like Mexico's calling card? That it's cheaper? Right, back in the day, when my wife used to be able to go across the bridge into Juarez, my wife's family used to go into Juarez weekly to get groceries and like nice Mexican throw blankets and all, because it was cheaper. You get cast iron grills and stuff like that in Mexico because it's cheaper. That's always been Mexico's calling card. Hey, man, come here, cheaper. That's like their whole thing. Now they're like, hey, we don't like that it's cheap, man. You got to go somewhere else. You got to make it more expensive. Now, the State Department reports that there's 1.6 million Americans living in Mexico, many of them coming during COVID-19 Wuhan superbug, when Mexico eased restrictions sooner than many places in the United States. Places that you voted for, liberals, who ran to Mexico, right? You ran to Mexico, but they're like, I love Gavin Newsom. He's such a great governor, but I live in Mexico City now. Huh? That don't work, lady. Let's see. The Los Angeles Times says in the first 4 months of this year, 1.2 million foreign visitors arrived at Mexico City's airport. Alexandra Dimu, who runs the relocation company Welcome House, it's people who maybe have their own businesses or maybe they're thinking of starting some consulting or freelance work. They don't even know how long they're going to stay. They're completely picking up their lives and moving down here. She receives 50 calls a week. Miss Dimu, about moving to Mexico City. What about the cartels and stuff? That's all my thing. Like, my wife's always like, let's go to Mexico. I'm like, I don't want to die from the cartels. I ain't going there. So Lauren Rodwell, who moved to Mexico from San Francisco's Mission neighborhood, says she is sensitive to the gentrification issues. But listen to this. This is the ultimate thing. I've been banging on liberal white women for the last 10 minutes. Listen to this. Lauren Rodwell, who moved there, says she's sensitive to the gentrification but doesn't feel guilty. Why? Because she's a big, proud black woman. I kind of feel like, as a person of color from America, I'm so economically disadvantaged that wherever I go and experience some advantage of equality, I take it. I almost said it. Earmuffs on. Earmuffs on. If you have young kids in the car, earmuffs on. You bitch! Okay, you can take the earmuffs off. Are you kidding me? You're such a lazy, selfish American. As a person of color in America? Yeah, throw that line at Juan in the restaurant. Excuse me, I'm sorry, Juan. As a person of color, hey lady, I don't care. You eat the food or don't. Shut up and get out. That's what really should happen. I'm a woman of color from America. Hey, man, hey, señorita, I don't care. And she's literally saying, if I can go somewhere and take advantage of you, I'll take it because I am so economically disadvantaged. You're so economically disadvantaged that you live in one of the highest, most expensive cities in the country and you were able to pack up your stuff and move to a new country. Shut up. The Los Angeles Times reported a similar situation in Portugal earlier this year with a story titled, "Welcome to Portugal, the new expat haven. Californians, please go home." Nobody likes Californians. Can we get this through our heads? Californians have such a sense of self-importance. Well, I'm from California, obviously. It's a cultural center of America. Shut up! I feel like Jack Nicholas in Mars Attacks. Shut up! Shut up! Shut up! Shut up! Anytime I hear a Californian. And they just don't get how hated they are by everybody. By everybody! We don't like you! We do not like you! Stay in your crappy state! I can't believe. Like, I gotta apologize to the white women. Because at least white women will be like, you know, it's just so pretty here in Mexico City, and I love the culture, and I love being here. The black lady's like, I don't care. I'm an economically disadvantaged black woman. I'm taking advantage of this. Get me a tortilla. Yo, get me one of them corn tortillas with that Mexican green stuff. I like that. Give me that. Ma'am, the margaritas, this is not an Applebee's. I want one of them margaritas with the salt on it. Right? I mean, Lord Sidious, I can't repeat that, but there's a lot of truth to your statement. There is a lot of truth to your statement. But I just thought you guys would get a kick out of that. Because they're like, we'll go to Mexico. Mexico's so wonderful and open because the brown people like us. Hey, lady, you going to pay me? Because if not, you're going to have to leave. I can't. I'm still flabbergasted. Because I just found the article. I cannot believe that black lady's like, yeah, I don't really care if I'm gentrifying your neighborhood and destroying all your culture. I'm black. I'm disadvantaged. Now you disadvantaged, sucker. That's literally how it goes. They just push down, what is it? On the, not disabled, but the victim Olympics. The victim Olympics, they just like, oh good, now I can step on you. Listen up, ma'am. You will not get your booty kissed in Mexico because you have dark skin. Spoiler alert, a lot of people have dark skin. Belize is another one, too. Belize is another one, too, that people run to. Didn't David Simpson do an entire show one time on the places to run to because these United States of Amazon has fallen apart? Was Belize on there? Because Belize is always talked about by people. Belize, Costa Rica. Costa Rica is a really pretty place. Costa Rica is a really pretty place. I would go to Costa Rica. Actually, no, it's too hot. I would go north. I know. Oh, Belize wasn't on there? Here's the crazy thing. Belize is always on those lists because it speaks English. They take American money. It's always one of those things.